To talk more about what Michelle Kwan's withdrawal from the competition means for the U.S. figure skating team, we turn to USA Today columnist Christine Brennan, who's in Turin. Hello.
Hello, Renee.
Hello. So is this the end of Michelle Kwan's career?
It may well be. She's 25. She'll turn 26 in July. That's ancient in figure skating years. And she's had an incredible career, 9 national titles, 5 world championships, 2 Olympic medals. But it looks like she'll go away without an Olympic gold medal. I still think she's probably the most visible skater ever, coming of age as the Tanya Nancy TV boom came into figure skating, and probably the most beloved. So her reputation is set, but it looks like we may have seen the last of her, and that's a shame because she was a great competitor as well as a very deserving champion.
And Michelle Kwan is being replaced by Emily Hughes. She's just 17 years old. What are her prospects?
Renee, it's very interesting. She hasn't been at the Olympic Games, of course. She's been at home in Great Neck, New York, going to school, sleeping in her own bed, in a routine that may turn out to be very beneficial for her, training at her own rink, not getting caught up in the hubbub of the Olympic Games or the opening ceremonies. So she's having a very different experience, but she'll fly over here with plenty of time to get ready for the women's short program next week. The best thing for Emily Hughes would be a top 10 finish. She's not her sister, Sarah Hughes. Sarah won the gold medal in 2002, and Emily does not have anywhere near the international experience yet. So I think for Emily, a top 10 finish, a very energetic performance, which she always gives, I think that would be the best thing to expect from her going into these Olympic Games.
And the pairs competition is set for tonight. Does the U.S. have a hope of a medal there?
I don't think so. John Baldwin, Rena Inoue are in 6th place after the short program. And I think they're Russians and Chinese 1 through 5. So I think it would be unlikely for them to break through. But they're doing something very interesting. It's a throw triple axel, really stretching the limits in a sport that has never been known for being a sport, but for all the shenanigans and the subplots. All of a sudden, figure skating is really looking like a sport. They are doing this throw where he throws her, and she rotates 3.5 times in the air, which is really quite remarkable, the first time ever done at the Olympic Games. It's worth a lot of points, and because of a new scoring system that many people have heard about, Renee, the reality is they were able to move into 6th place and be at least within 3 points of a bronze medal. That would never have happened in the old system. So fun to watch. They will do that again, that throw triple axel. They'll do that again tonight in the long program.
And even though they got fewer points for style or artistic merit, this one piece of action really jumped them up.
Oh, it certainly did. And this new scoring system, you know, people are watching. I'm sure they're saying, what happened to the 5.7s and the 5.8s? And those are gone, kind of a victim of the scandal from 4 years ago, literally 4 years ago right now, the pair scandal in Salt Lake City. And replaced by a point system that, while it does have its flaws, the reality is it does give a value to everything you do on the ice, every element. And because Baldwin and Inoue are doing something that is so remarkable, they're getting more points, and it's putting them in the mix to at least even think about a medal, which would have been unheard of in the old system.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today. Thanks very much, Christine.
Thank you.
The latest Olympic results and NPR's Daily Turin Diary are at npr.org.